Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
978 texter. Isn't there an NHL player with a credit card from Putin?
That would be Greg.
Oh. All right. That was not from me, by the way. Greg gets very upset if I bring any political discourse into the discussion, you know, from my side. So it's Christopher John Curtis with that shot. It is the Ken and Curtis Show here on WEI.
Boy, what, talk about an unraveling fiasco that was. That was nonsensical, but we have a big day ahead of us.
Day and a big weekend. Must win Patriots game tomorrow.
What is wrong with you?
Must win game tomorrow. You fancy yourself a legitimate contender for the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think that they are. I don't think they're an illegitimate contender, but I don't think the Patriots today are anybody. Nobody's putting actual money down on them to win the Super Bowl today.
Okay, but if they do win tomorrow, you're 6-2 going into your toughest stretch of the year against Atlanta and Tampa. Your Baker Mayfield,
you see who's starting
Michael
this
Pettix
week?
Jr. duo. Who?
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, is he? So what's the deal there? Is Penix hurt or that's...
I don't know. It just popped up on my... I've got Missoula on the dome.
Either way, those are both solid quarterbacks, and Bijan Robinson is so good. That's your first really legitimate competition, I think, in this stretch. I mean, Cam Ward, God love you. He had a good first series last week, but you took care of business.
So what's going to come back to bite them?
If you lose this week, you're 5-3, and you have a danger of going to 5-5, and the Bills are going to roll over Carolina tomorrow, and the whole division's gone, and then you're going to end up...
Why are the Bills going to roll over Carolina?
Well, their quarterback's out, and they're off a bye week.
Have you ever seen Andy Dalton?
I do like the red rifle.
But I don't think you can say the Bills are going to roll over anybody, given how they played recently. But I will say that the Patriots need to improve their starts, because Drake May cannot... Literally, nobody could continue the pace he's on. There is going to be an interception. There's not going to be 24-28 for 230 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, and a bunch of great runs. Like, he has been above what he should be expected to be ever. He has been the best player in the NFL for 3 to 4 weeks.
Six straight 100-plus rating games, right?
I mean, it's just he has been spectacular. The best player in the NFL the last 4 weeks, and right now is a legitimate top three MVP candidate. So I don't think he's there yet. Mostly because I don't think what's around him is there yet. He has been doing most of this. I don't think you can rely on Booty to make these great catches to have just, I don't know. It's just, it's been great. I hope it continues. I don't think you can rely on it. They have begun these games. If you go back after they're 1-2, they lose to the Steelers at home. They're hosting the Panthers the next weekend, I believe. Correct?
I think that's right.
And the Panthers begin that game going down the field scoring.
Right.
The Patriots are down 6-7-0. I think they might have missed a kick at some point. And it was dead at Gillette Stadium. Dead as a doornail. You're about to go to 0-3 at home, and then they just blew doors through 44. I mean,
there may have been a few texts to that effect in the Greg Hill group text, like, this team sucks. Right. I don't know who said it, but it was like...
It was awesome. Because it was one of those days. It was a gorgeous September Sunday. I'm like, why am I sitting and subjecting myself to this garbage for another year?
You were about to lose the fan base if you hadn't already.
And you know what? That's similar. We're doing a lot of 2021 comparisons because of Mac's rookie year and what he did with Mac McDaniels in his first year. If you recall, the Patriots were 1-3 in Houston after losing to Brady and the Bucks, They were trailing at the half. They were losing in that game in the fourth quarter. That team that ended up going 10-7 and going to the playoffs, their season was on the precipice of ending before Halloween. And they were able to come and win that game. And it was the deadest, dead, you know, the crowd had like 100 people in Houston. It was as following the huge return of Brady.
And this year, you had some intel ratings-wise into what's happened over the last couple weeks.
Right.
And basically, it's not a shock. The ratings have steadily been rising, right, over the last 4 weeks. People are starting to buy in more and more to this team. Since that Carolina win, then you go on the road, beat Buffalo, then you have the Saints victory, and then Tennessee, the revenge game last week, the fourth straight in this series.
Right. So the Patriots are back. The ratings are building. They were big at the start of the year. There was a huge buy-in with Vrabel. A lot of people came back after the debacle last year. The Steelers game was really rough. The Pats fans were a couple weeks kind of tuned out. We had nice weekends, all that.
Yeah, still do.
And the weather, but the ratings through 6 weeks, the share is up over 20%. So the ratings are difficult because everybody's watching, consuming differently on TV. But the share of those watching TV is something like 13 points higher, 20 percentage points higher than it was last year at this time.
Which makes sense, even though Drake got his start about, what, this time last year. But anyway, the point is.
So can I just go back to this as just a means to prove a point? So October 10th, 2021. The Texans were 1-3. The Patriots were 1-3. They're playing in Houston. With 12 minutes left in the third quarter, Houston went up 22-9. The Patriots came back, won 25-22, improved to 2-3 on that season. And I think they went on, obviously, this year, but it was similar to the Panthers. Not obviously the Panthers game was turned around pretty quick. But after that, they lost that great overtime game to the Cowboys, and then they pulled off 7 straight wins. So,
good job by Bill that year, keeping the team together.
Right. Oh, so great point on Bill. Let's just finish this. Pablo Torre, if you've missed it, if you're driving around today and you're, you know, after you listen to EEI and you're looking for something to hear, the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast on Mike Lombardi is just spectacular. But in it, Pablo notes that, and he knew the FBI thing before the FBI released it.
He finds out.
He does. He said that, according to those around Bill, when Tom won the Super Bowl in Tampa, he was at his lowest point, that he was so embarrassed. No, it was just professionally, he felt so exposed that this guy who he thought was going to be nothing without him, he tells that to Kraft. He leaves, he wins the Super Bowl. And he filled the vacuum with Mike Lombardi, who knew exactly how to get in at his lowest point and tell him, you're the greatest. I'm going to go on every radio station. I'm going to go on every TV station. And Bill fell in love with Jordan. And
that
like
year?
Mike Lombardi, I don't know. But
simultaneously fell in love with Jordan.
It was sort of the arrival of these two people in very different ways that took care of him. Mm-hmm. And the stark juxtaposition of Bill craving and demanding those to cushion his fall, those to provide loyalty.
His ex was tweeting on his behalf, too.
Whereas,
why did he turn his back on her?
Right. Whereas the Brady was, I don't care if it's Tampa effing Bay. I'm going to go to the place that I can win. It was all about it.
He was still driven.
But that's the point, is that it was always about how can I win? With Bill, it was, how can I do things my way? How can people genuflect in my presence?
I think it was Bill snapping in hindsight. He lost it. That's the beginning of like the cognitive decline, unfortunately for him.
But I'm sure that he told himself, like even that interview we had before the game that year in 2021 when you were on the Greg Hill show. And, you know, I asked him, like, you know, my question was, on the eve of this game, we're all, you know, the biggest game of the century. Wiggy said it had more viewers than the Super Bowl, off by 100 million. And Lombardi says that, I asked Bill, I said, you know, you have always said there is no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
Right.
When did that change? And he paused and he said, well, it didn't. And I said, so you would have wanted him to stay. It wasn't financial. He goes, no, it wasn't financial.
Yeah.
Which obviously wasn't true. But
during the stretch, you were also asking about details of games against the Bills, and he was just misremembering details completely.
I mean, but he was creating fake punts.
That was really the concerning sign. I mean, he was making stuff up, or not remembering. So I don't know.
Because he never is challenged. Yeah. Like, the only way people become better is if they're challenged.
Well, he's challenged now.
In different ways, he sure is.
Almost had that cow in.
He's got a support girl.
Are they back this week? Who's UNC have today?
They have Virginia.
What's the hot pick today?
Oh, I think I'm just gonna worry about Pat Sajak this week. Right. I can't.
Noon kick, Ole Miss in Oklahoma. That's the big game of the day, I think.
That Ole Miss Georgia game was so awesome.
Awesome.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Oh, what a great game last week.
Back and forth. Nobody could stop anybody.
I love Lane Kiffin. Yeah. I like Kirby Smart too. Like that whole, I don't know. It was just.
And Vandy. I like the Vandy quarterback, Diego.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Pavia?
Yeah. He's hot.
He's got his whole section. They would show it like 100 times a game.
Yeah, you got to root for Vandy. They never get anything done. But back to the Pats.
Jay Cutler.
Tomorrow. Must win.
Yep.
You lose this game, you might find yourself 5-5. You win this game, 6-2 going into a couple games that are tough, but Baker's got a depleted receiver core, and you can split those two and be 7-3 and really cruise with two Jets games and a Miami game, cruise to 10 wins, and probably win 12 or 13. That's what is before you. Tomorrow, if you win that game at home, coming back after the glorious three-game road winning streak, that is going to be a big day. You should blow the Browns out. You were given the gift of the Cleveland Browns and Dylan Gabriel in his fourth NFL start. The guy has thrown four passes of over 20 yards and completed one. He can't throw the ball 20 yards down the field. He cannot do it.
Drake sucks at that.
Well, I mean,
no, he's the best. Drake Mays is throwing the best deep ball that we've ever seen.
And I don't expect that tomorrow from Drake against this defense. It's going to be a tougher go. Obviously, they're going to have to be patient. They're going to have to run the ball a little bit. They're going to have to protect him. I don't even care if they dink and dunk their way up the field.
Isn't this an example of why you should never take a great defensive player first overall? Like Myles Garrett has been the best defensive player for years, or top five. They never win a damn thing.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fast driver.
There's probably an example where that did work out. But
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. But they just they have neglected the offense in a bizarre way.
Isn't Stefanski an offensive guy?
I don't know what he is.
And was Vrabel really asked about the Cleveland thing this week? I know he was brought up he was a fan, but he worked there last year. I feel like that was underreported.
Yeah. He should have intimate knowledge of their inner workings going into this game.
Yeah.
Did he work with Schwartz? Was that the deal? He was like Schwartz's assistant?
Yeah, my guess is Stefanski handles the offense. He was helping defensively. But
You think they'll blitz Drake or just be passive?
I have two predictions tomorrow.
Good.
Drake is not as good. I don't think it'd be possible to be as good.
No, correct.
Patriots win a really ugly game and
rock fight.
Ramondre fumbles again.
Oh no! Does Henderson see the field?
What's going on?
Because he's going up against his former Ohio State teammate. If there's ever a game he's motivated to show that he's better than Quinshon Judkins, and he was the deserved better pick of the two, you would feed him tomorrow, right?
Shime rightfully takes a victory lap for the pick of Drake May that he called him to be great.
Yeah, but very quiet about the package.
I mean, he literally was tweeting, his Twitter account should be taken. Like, it is the worst.
Did you see
thing.
His TikTok? Check out the Instagram.
Did he lose a bet? What was that? Ken, you kind of encourage him to look like a moron.
It's so cocky beyond reason.
But I don't think it resonates.
I don't know
so
how it's going to resonate. It's very weird.
It's like this persona of this once happy cheese-eating man turned into this hard-o football freak.
I kind of like it, though. It's worth a watch. It's a mockery of picks, but he takes it serious enough that he's not in on the joke necessarily.
But these are his picks.
These are his legitimate picks, yes.
But why is he gyrating?
That's just Shime. He's like karaoke Shime.
Was that a special camera you used?
I didn't film it. Twitch Mitch filmed it. It's got a backdrop that's kind
There's
of fading.
There's no
in
way
out.
That Mitch isn't laughing that entire time.
Oh, Mitch loves it. I love it.
What is going on?
It's got
on?
Potential. I think it's got potential. It's a social media viral sensation. It's not actually. It says about 100 views.
But I don't even understand the Josh McDaniels thing either. It's the most bizarre argument.
We talked about that. He's take committed and he can't get out of it. And he will just give Drake all the credit and give McDaniels none.
But at some
season.
Point, don't you just say, yeah, they look fine. We don't need to talk. You know what I mean? I don't get – it is so clearly that they work well together. Now, I will agree that Jones and Keefe have been on this, that there is something odd about Vrabel's refusal to really single out Josh McDaniels and to bring up Ashton, the quarterback coach.
Yep.
But we all believe that Josh was brought in by Kraft. Vrabel knew it. He doesn't dislike him, but it's not his guy.
Yep.
And he's got his guys all around.
They have a working arrangement.
Right. And it's mutually beneficial. So yes,
it certainly is right now.
Nobody's going to say Vrabel needs to be replaced by Josh McDaniels.
Now, would you give the points tomorrow?
3.5
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
Double check that, David. I thought it was higher than that. Maybe it's not.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of...
I thought it was like 7
I would give 7 points,
You would give 7. Pat's blowout then.
No.
Like 20 or 10.
No, I think the Patriots will not win by more than 7.
They will not win by more than 7. So you take the Browns to cover.
Right.
Close game.
I got -7.
-7 tomorrow.
Yep.
So this is going to be a grinder.
Yeah.
Offense will struggle. What's your score, David? What do you got tomorrow?
I think
23-10. I think this is like one of those games, you couple field goals, you get a defensive touchdown maybe. Dylan Gabriel gives you one. Short field.
I'm feeling 17-10.
17-10.
Patriots.
Oh, my lock of the century. Bills -7.5 tomorrow in Carolina.
Yeah, I think so too.
Off a bye.
I just brought that up. You chastised me.
I am looking at it, the information now. I was about to say I was wrong. I think that the Bills do blow doors tomorrow.
Yeah, they do. That's why it's a must-win for your Pats tomorrow. Do you agree?
It's 617, not a must-win. What are you talking
about?
617-779-7937.
In the meantime, one other question I have for you about the deadline, because the trade deadline's coming. October is almost gone. Can you believe it?
Just 1 second. So, Carolina, Chiefs, Dolphins, awful, Bucks, Texans, Steelers. For the Bills.
Schedule? Yeah.
How is tomorrow? They're not going to go undefeated in that stretch.
Yeah, but you're going to lose one of these next two after this week.
The Bills are going to be 6-2. They're going to beat the Chiefs because they always beat the Chiefs in the regular season. And the Patriots will be 6-2 as well. If the Patriots lose tomorrow, there's not panic, but there's...
It's a total missed opportunity. Right. You're given a gift here.
Right. You are at the midway point roughly this season.
So at least give me that.
Absolutely. It will be the first big ding on Vrabel's return to New England.
I don't want to see that tomorrow. Therefore, I'm calling it a must-win. You must listen to the trending from David Azar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ken and Curtis, WEEI.
WEEI.
Oh, Celtics factoid before we get back to our Pat stock. These two games have been historic, Curtis. The second quarter, according to Sean Grady, play-by-play voice of your Boston Celtics, -28 in the second quarter was the worst quarter scoring margin in team history after you allowed how many points to VJ, what's his name, in the opener, which was a rookie, highest scoring performance from a rookie since Wilt Chamberlain.
Awful.
What a start to the year in terms of bad history.
I have to say, though, I am glued. I'm loving watching it. I can't get enough of Missoula looking like a boob. I just sit there and just laugh. I picture the inbounds play he drew up against Himmelsbach.
But Hugo Gonzalez looked good, so got that going for you.
What are we doing here? I'm watching.
Our man Terp just tweeted they have outscored their opponents in 5 of the 8 quarters they played.
Right. I mean, if you forget the final minutes of the third quarter, the Falcons are Super Bowl champions.
But
what
honestly,
are we doing?
Between the Celtics and Bruins.
I'm sorry, Terp, I love you. The story isn't that they've outscored their opponents in 5 of 8 quarters. It's that they've been historically awful in the other quarters.
No, they're close. You got to spin it the other way. They're close. No,
but that's not close at all. The quarters have been, that's the point. They've been the opposite of close. That's the story.
Well, the quote in here is we have to figure out how to put 48 minutes together. But I love that.
At the end of the second quarter yesterday, We all agree the game was over. They were down 64-44 at the half. Yeah. They were listless. They were not going to win the game.
Right, right.
Anything derived from those next two quarters is irrelevant.
They did get it to single digits. I give them credit for that. Okay. They didn't go away.
Do you think the story was the quarters they've outscored them in when the game was decided, or the quarters they've been embarrassed in a historical way?
This is like, I took a golf lesson once.
Oh, God.
And you ever take one of those golf lessons? They evaluate your swing.
Yep.
And the guy was like, well, what's wrong? I was like, well, I'm not very consistent. Like, I hit one good, and then I hit one in the...
Oh, the line there is how long you got. I mean, come on.
Well, but then he's like, you're not good. That means you're not good. If you're not consistent, people use that word consistent. You're not good. That's the whole point of sports, to be consistent in what you do. You repeat the action. So if you're not putting it together for 48 minutes, you're not a good team.
You know, postseason greatness is not elevating your regular season stats. It's replicating them.
Let's go to, before we get back to the football, we got a hoops call here. Our man JP is in North Providence. Hey, JP.
Ken, find your favorite club and hit it every shot. Yeah. The one club, the one restaurant, the one shirt, the one whatever you like, hit it. Hit it with confidence. I don't care how far it goes, you know you're going to hit it.
Stick with what I'm not really good at anything. That's the problem.
You're good as a producer.
Button pusher. Should have stuck there. You're right about that.
Amen.
Curtis, I remember what happened to you a long time ago, and if you keep working with Wiggy, please do not slip back to that situation.
No.
He lost his mind yesterday. That caller, when Wiggy's saying, did the FBI go to his house last night to investigate him on the gambling? He was 100% wrong saying that, and that caller was right. You can't get involved with it. You can't joke about it. Everybody's watching you, big brother. And I think Rick Pitino was right when he got rid of Chauncey. He must have knew 25 years later, going to be a problem.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Pitino credit, 25 years after the fact. He snuffed it out.
All these guys do have a relationship to Pitino. Damon Jones, Rozier went to Louisville, I believe.
All upstanding people.
By the way, do you see the Big East Media Days? He's talking about, so the two Pitinos are now Xavier and St. John's.
You mentioned earlier.
You want to know one of the great facts of my life?
Go ahead.
I took the SATs next to Rick Pitino Jr.
Really?
Yep, at St. Seb's.
Did you cheat off him or did he cheat off you?
No, he looked at mine.
He did?
Yep.
That screwed him.
I mean, I'm the only person in American history that did better on the PSAT than the SAT.
1510 on my SATs, by the way, I'll have you know.
You did?
Yes, I did. Second time I took it.
1510 out of 1600?
Yes, sir.
Then why'd you go to Northeastern?
I got a free ride there. Academic scholarship.
So you must have been like perfect math and non-perfect verbal.
Correct.
You really got a 1510 on the SATs?
1510.
Did you get straight A's in high school?
Yeah, I did. I was a nerd.
Then why'd you go to North? You could have gotten it. What are you talking about?
I like the co-op program.
Northeastern?
Yeah, and they gave me money.
You have wasted a 1510 SAT.
Of course. What do you think? My dad was furious with me.
What? How have I never heard that?
It doesn't play in, as you see in society. It doesn't factor.
Well,
it's just
clearly,
on paper.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've been with you. You're not exactly, you know.
Sick brag, bro. I'd like to get in the conversation. Like
I am 15, shocked 10. That in all the fights, we've had a lot of fights recently, you haven't said, what'd you get on the SATs?
I don't even know what nadir is every time you bring
I know.
It up.
So what, did you get a perfect score on one?
I think I did close to perfect on the math, yeah.
Do the math. What's that, 800 plus 710?
Do the math, yeah. It's been a long time.
Holy cow. That's
now,
right.
But you mentioned earlier, this is a referendum on Jaylen Brown.
Did they ask you why you wanted to go to Northeastern?
At the time, it was like, you know, it was a great opportunity.
So strange. That is shocking.
It's worked out for me. Come to a great city.
I love it. I'm happy you're here.
Got to meet you. Worked together for 10 years.
That is wild. Wow.
857 text. When people say Tatum's garbage, I hope these people are crying and regurgitating their words after watching what's happening now. So you said earlier this is a referendum on Jaylen Brown.
Did you do any of those Kaplan pre-tests, like the tutoring?
I think there were some pre-tests studies. Yeah,
I'd get dropped off, and then I'd go get lunch. And then I'd go back and be like, oh, Mom was great. Loved it. Sorry, what was your point?
Tatum. Does it make you feel better about Tatum's abilities watching this happen without him?
Oh, of course. Well, and this is I defer to Wiggy on this big time. He's been on it. And not only the pressure, but the way you are, it's like when you have, you know, I don't know what T. Higgins is without Jamar Chase. I think he'll be good, but when you lose the guy that gets all the attention, all the double teams, the best shutdown defender, then you are exposed in some way, shape, or form. And this has been a a rough start, but the person it's hurt the most is Jaylen Brown. I mean, it's been the people say lacking explosion. I don't know if that's it. He just is. Yesterday, he had a couple of the dribbling issues resurfaced. He's entering the lane. He's like, he looks cumbersome. It looks like there's no fluidity to his game right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's health related. Do you?
He hasn't said anything. The other thing is, Jaylen wears that one sleeve. How does he do that? Does he cut it off or is it already pre-made like that? It's like the one white sleeve and then the other sleeve is bare. Doesn't that make you like lean one way?
So you got every analogy correct on the SATs, but you can't figure out how to have a one-sleeve shirt?
Well, no, I just don't know if he pre-orders them like that or does he have to snip them like Belichick does.
I hope he doesn't have to snip them. That'd be a waste of cloth. It'd be bad for the environment.
All right. Do you have any insight on that, on the one sleeve?
I know in my 2K game that I play, you can just get the one sleeve.
Oh, you can
so
just
it's probably pre-made.
That's probably pre-made then.
What would you say, if you had to guess right now, what is the outcome of the gambling sting led by the FBI?
So I do agree there's got to be more people that will squeal and other people will be implicated, at least tangentially, right? So they're going to get some people to talk and others will surface. And then I really think we could see the end of prop betting, at least in the NBA. Like, it will not be available on FanDuel. And I don't know how they do that legislatively, but don't you think that's the easy, like the first step is this is how people can be got to on an individual basis. It's too easy to convince Terry Rozier to have the under on a given night or for a player to sit and not get his minutes. And that it's going to be disallowed on the big gambling apps.
I mean this sincerely. In what way is that easier than we watch Red Zone every week, right? From 3:45 to 4:15, there are 5 to 6 games that are being decided by one possession. All of that is within the line, meaning the point spread line.
Yep.
So how could you not say that if you're watching the Red Rifle tomorrow and he chucks a ball to the, you know, to the third row in the stands that it was, you know what I'm saying? So
you can say
prop bets, but why would you limit it to that?
I think it would just be prop bets across sports.
But what I'm saying is that clearly I thought I hadn't heard about the Mafia since, I don't know, since Sopranos.
You got a La Cosa Nostra in there.
Right. And I'm watching this yesterday and they're around. There's all these. Have you ever seen the movie that's a true story, based on a true story about the figure skater who has the gambling? Mm-hmm. It's the girl who was redhead, Zero Dark Thirty.
Chastain.
Mm-hmm. That's it. She's excellent. Great movie. On these, like, she would host these poker things, and the mob came and knocked her down. That's always going to be in existence. What I think may shift is that these leagues are going to have to defer to some governing body. Like, they are not going to be able to internally investigate any of this stuff.
Well, it's just because that's ineffective. It doesn't do anything. How can you internally investigate and have confidence that will be done well?
The goal of the NBA and of any other, the NHL, NBA, baseball, is to mitigate the damage to their biggest stars so as the revenue doesn't get disrupted. And so that's why punishing Shohei literally only helped the gambling industry. It hurt the fans. It hurt the league. It hurt the revenue. So they said, fine,
don't
worry.
By the way, excellent chant by Jays fans last night. We don't need you. Very good. Very well done for a fan base to Shohei. Excellent.
Do you think it showed him?
Plus, Schneider still has the clubhouse celebration with bitches after they beat the Yankees.
I don't remember.
Start spreading the news, bitches.
Right.
Awesome job.
That's great.
Two thumbs up for Jays.
So just to go back to the Shohei thing, because it's so fascinating, because I called it in real time. I said, this is going to disappear. It is going to leave the sports world, yeah. And it did.
Yep.
And a guy who, his last appearance in between, so the Dodgers sweep the Brewers in the NLCS. In the clinching game, Shohei Ohtani does something never done before.
Right. 3 homers, 6-plus innings.
In one of the most unbelievable performances in modern athletic history, you're talking like Phelpsian, in terms of its unique ability.
Yeah, it's very unique, yes.
Okay.
It's over-exaggerated a little bit. It's not going to be like...
Ruthian is not over-exaggerating it. So in between that day and game one, the betting industry goes belly up. There is a massive sting investigation into the NBA and organized crime.
And poker.
And Shohei's sitting here. He makes $2 million cash. Everything else is deferred. Correct?
I think so.
So think of the $5 million leaves your bank account. It's not like he's Jason Tatum or, you know, anybody.
Oh, endorsements. Does the New Balance ad.
and he's still good friends with him.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, who in their right mind believes that?
Yeah.
So you ask what the damage it will do. Everybody's watching the World Series right now. We don't need you is not you should be in jail. So I guess that's a win in terms of a chant from opposing fans. Like, it's, I said this online and it's true. Like, this is the sports betting equivalent of murdering the sitting president in a major American city in broad daylight and nothing happening to the government.
Couldn't find any evidence. Need the federal government.
No, they created a magic bullet out of thin air that's pristine after exiting two bodies. Like, it's
Cash, so Cash Patel's going to get on this.
But, like, does anybody believe that this age, this translator was just, like, siphoning off millions of dollars?
Well, the other thing you do wonder is if, you know, the circumvention of salary caps for money.
Oh, well, that's the other Pablo Torre one on Kawhi Leonard.
Right. So that has got to be tip of the iceberg there, right? I mean, people have always suspected that about Brady, right? Brady took less money all these years. Kraft had to be making it worth his while some other way. No evidence of that. But would it shock you if that was widespread across sports?
I love this. People, speaking of analogies, the SATs were not for everyone.
Oh, 508. Northeastern defenders on there, too.
Curtis, we should ban former alcoholics. Well, I'm always an alcoholic, so there's no such thing. We should ban alcoholics if you think banned and gambling is the solution. The solution is ban these players for life and move on. But the legal gambling is what uncovered this. Stop it. God, are we such freaking morons as a society? Do you think the government knew when there was abnormalities related to or aberrational, as Adam Silver said, when it came to betting prior to legalized sports betting? Do you think that there were the sharps across the country knew when there was some aberrational things going on?
I would think so.
Okay. Do you think the government's in with some of those people, like, you know, might be utilizing them as informants or finding things out? I understand you like to bet sports. I think you should be able to. I don't want to take anybody's ability to do anything away. It's just so laughable how we seek to agree or seek to, like, the first thing Silver says in his first public comment since this happens is crediting his partners in legalized sports betting for finding the problem. He doesn't say how many people lost money on bets that Rozier was on the tank for.
Now, do you think Jaylen Brown's right? If they just paid the players more for the gambling arrangement, you know what, this would go away?
What do you think Jaylen Brown's making this year? Let's chip
that. Look that up, David. In the meantime, let's go to Uxbridge and talk to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey guys,
$53 million.
I just had a.
Go ahead.
What? How do you think these people got sucked into these poker games? Like, what's the sell? They're obviously not telling them that it's mob related or it's not on the up and up. So, what are they saying? And the second part of that is what? How are they held accountable? Like, you hear this. Oh, this guy should be in jail. But how do these? If Kim Kardashian puts up her home for these games to be poker games and to be hosted at, do you think she's going to say, "Hey, yeah, it's illegal, no problem"? How do they hold these players that were involved? Kevin Garnett. I'm sure this isn't just the NBA that's responsible. The NBA is probably the tip of the iceberg. But anyway, and the second part is, guys, I enjoy your show. I look forward to it every Saturday, so I hope you guys continue what you guys do. It's excellent.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate you, Chris. If Ken tolerates me. I don't know if he's so smart. I feel like I'm very, like, nervous now.
That really doesn't mean anything.
What Wiggy and I were discussing yesterday in the Greg Hill Show was about, like, you know, not understanding why these guys would get involved. If you have all this money, why would you do these things? What happened, I believe, with Pete Rose, what happens to people who get in over their head is they become like the guys at BC. You become indebted to bad people. And the way you get the bad people off your back is by doing bad things for their benefit.
Well, even though Billups, though, he made, what, $100 million or something like that? You could still be enticed by, hey, here's an extra $5 million if you play a poker game.
If you had to ask American sports fans who were around in the 90s and knew what was going on with the Bulls, if Michael Jordan was banned for gambling, what do you think the percentage of the respondents would say yes? To me, I think it'd be 70-30 yes. Because he did something nefarious gambling. Look at the murder of his father. The people. I mean, it is incredibly, I would say, a baseline suspicious.
Yeah, 50-50 probably.
So half your fans think the greatest player to ever do it was so in deep with gambling that he had to go play double-A baseball for Terry Francona for 2 years.
Yeah.
In the middle of a six championship run.
But then it's another step to think he would fix the games he's playing to get out of said
but
gambling.
But he's now on the face of the NBA on NBC. You think Michael Jordan's going to talk about gambling? I mean, it's so pervasive.
I don't know about that. He did a weird interview with Tirico in like a cigar lounge.
He is an employee of Comcast doing the NBC games. And it's everybody wants this to continue, right? Like
gambling?
Yes. I mean, in terms of the leagues, the consumer media.
Oh, yeah. It's out of the bottle now.
And so, like, it's the same thing as alcohol, right? Like, the vast majority of people enjoy alcohol perfectly healthily. They enjoy it, you know, whatever. That's what gambling should be. You go out, you want to have a fun, you want to bet money you have on a game to see, you know, add some juice to it, whatever. The issue here is that the NBA removed the credibility they attempted to have with their fans by saying they had fully investigated one of these guys and cleared him from being related to the gambling. That is, if there's one story that Adam Silver and his Duke law degree cannot get him away from, it is saying they investigated and cleared Terry Rozier and omitting the part that they then handed the keys to the investigation into the federal government's hands and didn't convey that to the fan base. What they had to do in that spot is remove Terry Rozier, put him on the commissioner's exempt list or whatever they have in the NBA, and wait for the feds to conclude their investigation.
But now, do you have any doubt that Rozier and Billups will be gone? Like, they'll be fall guys now, banned from the
NBA.
What
do you think about
life?
The speculation that Chauncey Billups was wearing the Clutch Sports shirt as a means to give a warning to LeBron that you better have my back? No, I'm serious. The LeBron thing is serious. The key point. Like, we all know Donald Trump's a star effer. We know Cash Patel likes the microphone. And they may be good, they may be bad. This is not a political take. Don't you think they'd like to go after LeBron James if they had the opportunity?
I'll tell you about who I'd like to see the Pats go after at the trade deadline. We never got to that. Before we close it out here on the Ken and Curtis program, that's on the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
This is your Ken and Curtis show. Dan Ball will be in shortly. Ken Larry, my friend Chris Curtis there.
Every time, I don't know, I think Mary Kay Cabot does a great job. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. If that still exists, I don't know.
Does.
Every time she tweets, I think of how mad Wiggy got at her joke at her Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, yeah. What was the joke?
Classless. She said that something about he was too old for her when
the
she
Belichick
started covering.
Joke. Yeah, why'd Wiggy become so bad at that?
Wiggy gets very defensive about Bill.
About Bill, which is so weird. Bill cut him.
Right. Told Mike Tice not to sign him.
Very strange.
Very odd. But there's just this feeling like I don't know. It's no longer good. Like, Bill's been so bad you can't even, like, it's not funny anymore. You feel bad. You feel like you're elder abuse.
I know. I told you that. Now, trade deadline is coming up on the 4th of November. That is a Tuesday. That is not coming week We'll have to fall back for the clock. Not this weekend.
What
next
time
weekend.
Is your Mom Donnie rally?
Then, by the way, Cuomo's back in the mix, so you know that's very controversial.
By the way, if I were running campaigns, considering my background with the privileged upbringing, the best way to describe mom, daddy, like why didn't people do that? It's such an easy one-liner. Why did Trump not do that? Anyway, I don't know. But
so you got we got two games to determine what your path is for the trade deadline, correct?
Yeah.
So,
but according to everybody, it's are you surprised no running back? At all in terms of do you think they're very sensitive to have anybody catch wind that they may be looking to get rid of or to move on from Ramondre?
Oh, I don't think they'd move on from him. They would just add to the backfield if they bring somebody in. It's not like you would.
But why wouldn't you be looking for somebody?
No, they. I think they.
I mean, the Gibson injury was. I think
absolutely
kind of underrated his importance given how bad or how non-existent the presence has been of Travion.
Well, a caller yesterday brought up a good point to the afternoon show, and that is just that if there was ever evidence of a team exceeding expectations to the point where you need to take advantage of the now because the seas have parted, it's this Patriots team in a year where Burrow and Lamar Jackson seem like they're shells of themselves. You find yourself in a division lead. Chiefs are having maybe a down year average. They're going to adjust. They'll be back. Like next year is going to be harder, much harder, schedule, all these things. The stars are aligning for you to take a shot this year. There's evidence of that. Will they have the stones to make a big trade? And that includes multiple first-round picks, potentially, to fix what you need to fix.
They will not. I can tell you right now they're not going to.
I know they won't, but don't you think they have to think hard about it? Like, hey, we could really, like 2001 really, shock the world here.
You and I would run this organization very differently. If you're trading a second-round pick for a receiver, that's
a Mohamed Sanu-type trade?
Right. What have you shown, and this isn't just Elliott Wolf or Mike Vrabel or Steichner or whatever these guys are. It's the Patriots in my life. Can't draft a wide receiver in the second round. So if you get a known commodity, obviously they got nothing but cash, I would do it. But
Myles Garrett, two firsts.
No way.
What Myles Garrett.
I wouldn't do that.
What?
Two firsts for Myles Garrett?
Yes. You wouldn't trade two firsts for the best defensive player.
He's not getting traded.
But also,
I know he might not. He's got a big cap hit. He's same as the A.J. Brown situation, blah, blah, blah. I could still dream. Is the perfect acquisition. Better than A.J. Brown. You get Myles Garrett, you are a Super Bowl contender. Right? True or false?
You are one right now.
Okay, but you really are one.
I have a bizarre long-term question for you.
All right, good.
More likely... Mahomes wins two more.
Two more. What's he got now?
Three.
Yeah.
Or Drake gets to one in the next 3 years.
Oh, Drake gets to one in the next 3 years. Two more is tough, especially with the state
of the favorite
Chiefs.
Right now.
Who's the favorite?
Chiefs.
To win the AFC, to win the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Win the AFC.
I mean, A.J. Brown's out. By the way, did you see J.J. McCarthy on the sideline Thursday night? He's out with an ankle injury. A player goes towards, he's like jumping up doing jumping jacks.
Did you see Tatum yesterday go to the half-court line and talk to the ref in street clothes? That was very bizarre. Tatum might run on the court at random times.
Weren't you surprised a little bit at Wick saying he's not coming back this year?
Yes. I don't think that's – he may be telling the truth and like trying doing that from a sense of not putting pressure on Tatum. But if I'm him, I would leave a carrot out there for the fans because this could turn ugly and they're going to want hope that Tatum will come back.
I think it's the opposite. Once this is ugly, what's the point?
Yeah,
if they're 1-7, you know, are they going to say, how are you getting back?
Well, that's part of the problem. They're not going to tank. They're too decent to be last place.
Really? Well, yeah. Last place, but do they look like a playoff team?
No. Well, 10th place. They can be a play-in game.
I mean, it wasn't like the Knicks played great yesterday either.
No. Well... In the second quarter, they look good.
I remember Thibodeau met with the Celtics. He gave them all the inside info.
It must have been the coaching change.
Oh, God.
All right, well, we're out of time. We have a
so
lot of
Patriots,
calls,
but you think what happens when close?
I think, no, they cover. I think 23-10.
Yeah, I agree.
Dylan Gabriel's not good.
No. And is there a Shadur sighting?
41st quarterback for the Browns since 1999. Unbelievable.
If 41. Drake May is what we think he is, this is by far the quickest an organization has gone from 1 to 2 because you can't really put Steve Young in there because he was already Steve Young in the USFL. So if Drake is Drake, this is the quickest you've gotten back to the top of the mountain.
Oh, it's awesome.
In the history of the sport.
It's a lightning bolt.
He's so good. God, was I wrong. He Daniels, looks awesome.
Daniels is so good. Take that, Shime. TikTok that.
I think I said Jaden Daniels. Yes. All right. Well, happy early Halloween.
All right. Dan Ball has you covered for the next 3 hours. Talking Drake May and more, I am sure. And then we got a full day of talk today. And then World Series on AM tonight because BC football is on the FM tonight. Hopefully you right the ship there, Curtis. Need one.
Billy O.
Need one on the road.
B.O.
Thank you, David Azer. Stick around. Dan Ball next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.